something.
What's this?
Layer from Beth, does he give
a... Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Hey Jeremiah, how you doing?
Doing well, how are you?
Okay, where are you from, California?
Yeah, we're located in San Diego.
Wow. Wow, I'm all the way in Florida.
Okay.
Listen, I got this mail from you guys.
Yeah.
Guys, let me talk to them. I can't have three people talking. Go talk.
Let's cover it after.
Sorry about that, Jeremiah.
That's okay. Do you have that 16-digit code I could start off with?
Yeah, I do. 2511-0801-0011-1210.
Okay. Give me one
second. So right now, for the last 3 years, we've been working with CAP funding.
CAP funding?
Yes, CAP.
Okay.
Hold on a minute. Let me pull this. Hold on.
Okay.
Bullshit. Give me a minute.
No worries.
Okay, yesterday. Hey, Alex! Alex!
Yes.
Okay. Resend the docs to me from the other bank so I can cover with Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Dun, dun, dun.
That was a great song of my day.
Still is.
Yeah, it is. It's a great.
Makes everybody dance when they hear it.
How old are you, Jeremiah?
33.
Yeah. Yeah, that song was a big hit before you were born.
It was, but I listened to it growing up. My parents loved it.
How long you been in the banking business?
I've been about 2 years now.
Treating you good?
It is. It was kind of slow for a little bit. I think after Trump won, now everybody's like jumping on, feeling good about their businesses. And
no kidding, I did dinner with them 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Did you really?
Yeah. One of my buddies is a big player in town. He's got this mansion and had 90 people over for dinner. I got to spend 20 minutes with Giuliani, who I know from many years ago. But when I met Trump, and I just saw his conversations, it was like kind of what you've seen for the last 2 weeks, nice and calm and deliberate, business-like.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're all going to make a shitload of money in the next 4 years.
That's the feeling I'm getting from every business owner. And everybody wants a change, and they're like, you know what, they feel like he's the man that'll do it.
Yeah, no doubt.
So... bottom line, that's what it's coming down to, is we need to make some money.
Bottom line.
That's bottom line.
We've been stagnant. I mean, personally, our business is up probably about 20, 30, 33% for the year. Mm-hmm. But with this news, it's, you need that windfall dollars,
absolutely.
Not just consistency, you need the windfall days.
Absolutely.
Alex, you sent it? Hold on a second.
Oh, no worries. What was your first name again?
Alex, last name Moses.
Alex Moses, okay.
Okay, where's Alex? Is he in his office?
I've got another group that you're in. Just give me about a half hour. I'll just put out a couple fires. I'll give him a call and I'll get you.
Just bear with me, Jeremy.
No worries. Don't worry about it.
What do you got, Vito?
Sure.
Vito, what do you got?
So at 11 o'clock, going to Matt. It's 11:30. It's 11:30 now. Just send them. And it says Unit 13. We know what that means.
Yeah, it's a three-story condo. Tell them to sell the motherfucker.
Just go there. All right.
That's fine. The fucking deal. Guy hates his water. Mud on me. Why don't I do this? Let me search it different.
Yeah, it could be. As soon as possible,
Alex. go.
Travis, this is Josh.
We're an hour away.
Where is he right now? Who? Call the customer and fix it.
I've already got it.
Just get out of here. Go do your job. Bunch of, how many managers does it take to do one transaction? Oh my God. Cap funding. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
CAP funding. You familiar with them?
Yeah, I definitely have heard of them. How much do you owe them still?
120, and they want to give me another 80.
Okay.
But I'm not. Well, we're so strong right now that the juice on the loan is just ridiculous. I was trying to find out what kind of funding you actually do.
Yeah, we can definitely beat what they're giving you for sure. So you owe around 120K. How much are you paying them back? Like, how is the payment restructured?
$597 daily. The balance was $200,000.
Okay. Down to 597.
This year, that's down to 130.
Okay.
If I prepay it right now, I get 6% off. So I'm looking to get under the Shylock rates now. We started them 3 years ago and we had to. Right now, we're looking for open two offices January 15th, one in Tampa and one in Jacksonville. So we're looking for growth money and less than Shylock money is somewhere in the middle. And our credit's excellent with them, and we just got docs to re-sign, and the terms are not what we need.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, you said you want to open up two offices, one in Tampa and one in where?
In Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, okay.
Satellite sales offices. So, we need to...
What is that going to do for your business? Like, if you open up each office, does that bring in a certain amount of revenue?
Yeah, about $150,000 more a month in revenue.
We already have customers
and salespeople down there.
Uh huh.
But we've outgrown. So we're running people from Orlando down to Jacksonville, up to Jacksonville, and from Orlando down to Tampa. So right now we're going to be doing installation. You know, installations are going from here. So for cost savings, growth, and where we can add on, you know, 8 men instead of 4 men, we need satellite offices.
Sure.
Simple. We ran those offices for 9 years. Then after the housing crisis, we consolidated. Now we're right back to the strike zone. We've been in business 30 years.
Okay. So, are you 100% owner?
No. Deborah. Alex, my son.
Deborah. And who's Deborah?
Secretary Treasurer.
Okay. Deborah, so it's you three?
Yeah.
Is it broken down? How is it broken down on paper? Is it 33 and a third for each one of you?
Actually, Alex and it's 33 and a third.
Okay.
For all family.
Okay. Deborah, your wife?
Yes.
Okay. Deborah, 3 1/3. Okay. And what did you guys do in sales last year, 2015?
About 3.8 million. I can send you a whole package.
Okay. Yeah.
Why don't I just send you my last 6 months bank statements and the tax return?
Yeah, that'll definitely work. I'll send you the application of what I need here. I just need to get a little bit more info before I send that to you. You're on track. What about this year? What are you guys on track to do?
On this year, I can tell you right now. Bear with me.
Sure.
I'm going to put you on hold for a second.
Okay, no problem.
Well, you haven't bought equipment for probably years then, huh? Okay, well, it sounds like you got a good deal going there. But I'm going to send you my email. I mean, I'll send you an email, and if you have, like, jobs or whatever that you need funding for, give me a call. So, again, we can give you 170 and 90. So, whatever you need that type of cash, give me a call. No problem. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, that'll make it really easy. If you can October, I have a program at
Hold on, I got my controller bringing stuff over.
Okay, perfect. So what is it exactly that you guys do there?
We're home improvement. We're water purification for 30 years. We have 92,000 active customers throughout the state, which is recurring revenue on filter changes. We do reflective insulation. And if you look under Great Southern Water Treatment Incorporated,
mm-hmm.
and we also DBA under Home Makeover Systems. So if you go to homemakeoversystems.com, you'll see what we actually do.
Okay, perfect.
Right here.
I did. Oops, I didn't even realize that. I don't know the other guy. Okay. Where's P&L?
That's it. Which one is he looking at?
Right now, our income for the year, September 14th through August 15th.
Mm-hmm.
That was last year, was $3,479,800. Where's this year?
They didn't ask for this year.
Yes, I did. I didn't need last year's. Last year I got a tax return.
They asked for the last six months, and that's what this is, from May through October.
May through October?
It's the last 6 months.
So you got a year to date? May through October. A lot higher than that. Wow, so we're on track for doing more than last year. Which sure we are. Could you just go run it for me real quick?
Hey, Alex, while she's doing that, so if you open up these two offices, it's obviously, is this going to save you money and also bring in an extra $150K a month for each location, or is that combined for both locations?
That'll be both locations. Actually, it'll be a little bit more, but I reckon it's about $150,000. The bottom line is, even without the new offices, if I don't open the new offices, we'll still grow the business by 35% come the new year.
Okay.
But we don't need anymore. We're showing about a $400,000 profit for this year so far.
Wow, okay. So what would you like me to do for you? What are you trying to get? So I know I'm not just going to waste your time. What is your bottom line that you want?
That's exactly what I'm trying to find out. Rates right now. I'm not worried about getting approved.
Okay.
Nobody's got bankruptcies, late payments, judgments. You're not going to find any shit on the company.
Good.
I'm with the same bank 30 years.
Okay.
Debbie's got an 800 credit score. I'm at 690 because I'm refinancing my mortgage.
Okay.
And Alex is 700 plus. So we're not going to have a problem getting approved. The problem I have right now, paying Shylock rates from 3 years ago, when we took more money last year, we grew this year with that money.
Okay.
And what I'm trying to do is come into the new year with either refinancing the old balance, get a little bit more cash at a much lower rate.
Okay, so refi old balance.
Right now, I've got an offer on the table from them.
So okay, what is that offer?
I'll get you a copy of it and email it to you. How's that?
That's perfect.
Hold on. Here's my phone.
What's your email address, Alex?
It's al@homemakeoversystems.com.
Systems. Is there an S on the end of systems?
Yes, it is.
Okay. al@homemakeoversystems.com.
Yes. Give me your email address. I'm going to give you send you the docs that they sent us.
Okay, it's J. Ladner, that's J-L-A-D-N-E-R, at Bank of Cardiff, C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, R as in Robert, D as in David.
J. Ladner at Bank of, go ahead.
Cardiff, C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, R as in Robert, D as in David, I as in Igloo, F as in Frank, .com.
Got it. .com. Okay, let me know when it hits your email.
Got it. Okay, let's see here.
How come there's no dots on this? Oh, I see. Zemo. Got it.
Okay, can't capital. All right. So this is what this is the new offer that they're offering you now.
Yes.
Okay. 248. What's the term? 494. Okay. I can beat this. Let me take this to my underwriter. Let me get your other docs in. So I'm gonna reply to this email in about a couple minutes and get you the application along with the. You know, I'm just going to need the bank statements, which I'm sure you already have, and then your most recent tax return.
That's fine. And on tax return, so you know, she's got the package already done. Our fiscal year is ends August, New Year, September. Mm-hmm. So you'll have the 2013-14 completed, and the 15 and 16 is not due for 4 months, so she'll get you the current P&Ls on that in the last 6 months' bank statements so you can verify the P&L.
Perfect. That's exactly what I need. So sweet. I'll go ahead and send it. Give me like 5 minutes to put up the application in there, and then I'll send it over. And then
do me a favor. Tell your guys that really give me a low ball deal. It'll make it painless and easy for both of us.
Hey, we're not gonna sit here and try and negotiate. You know, I'm just gonna come at you with the best and final. And obviously, we want to earn your business. We feel like, I mean, if these numbers are correct, which what you're telling me, we feel like you'll probably be expanding even more than this. So we want to be that bank that you just kind of come to and get money from anytime you need it.
That's what we're looking for. We can't afford the Shylock rates that Cap Funding's giving us.
Okay, let me see what I can do, and then I'll send you over the application, and then we'll be in touch, Al. Did my number show up on your line?
Hold on, let me look right now. On my email?
No. You know what? All my contact info will be on the bottom of the email when I respond.
That's fine, let me look. Right now, from September through August, well, we did a lot more business than last year. $3,878,938.
Wow. Okay.
That may be more than it should be. I'm checking now to see if we moved everything from...
from the DBA?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are probably going to do over 4 this year.
No, we'll do way over 4. We'll do about 5 million. Give me a minute. We'll do 5 to 6 this year. What we did is we went back and concentrated more in water. The water industry right now is back to where it was 8 years ago, so we're capitalizing on that.
Okay.
2.5 months, we've already done almost 1 million.
Yeah, in the last 2.5 months, we did 1 million.
Okay.
That's nice.
That's awesome.
That's nice.
Okay. That's good stuff. You guys got a legitimate business here, so we definitely want to help you out.
Yeah, we do. 30 years of business, buddy.
That's good to hear. You know, there's a lot of businesses that aren't doing what you guys are doing. So.
Yeah, I started in a...
Did you take anything out of it?
No, I didn't take anything out of it. That say hello to Janet. That's my controller for 25 years.
Hi,
77.
Hello. 77, wow. So she knows everything about the business.
Oh, my God. She knows more than me. That's why she'll never retire. She'll be here until she's 105.
Well, hey, it's hard to find good people, you know, that you can trust and that you know that are loyal, so... It's a good thing that
you have. Oh, you have no idea.
Oh, I know. I hear it all the time from business owners. You know, that's their number one thing is good employees.
I can do 15 to 20 million a year overnight if I was able to find personnel. Correct, Janet?
Yes.
Because there's that much business there. Just can't get. You can't build good staff. The American people don't want to work.
That's true.
You can see half the country's crying in the streets that somebody didn't win an election. My God Almighty, why are you not at work?
That's a great point.
I mean, even if Hillary won, I'm still going to work the next day. I'm not going to cry.
Right, exactly. It is what it is, you know. So
I'll wait. Hey, can you copy Janet on the email too? It's Janet at HomeTakeOverSystems.com.
Janet, J-A-N-E-T, at home, makeoversystems.com.
Yes.
Perfect.
At home.
At home. Yeah, at makeoversystems.com.
Makeoversystems.com.
Makeoversystems.com. Okay, perfect. I'll do that. Give me like 5 to 10 minutes, Janet and Al, and I'll send that over, and then I'll look forward to getting the response with the documents, and I'll work on getting you guys the approval.
Yeah, hold on one second. Hey, Janet, also, for the Jacksonville Temper Office. Okay, this thing says up to 250. What did you need, more like 240?
Yes.
If you can do 240 and the rates are lower, Janet and the committee might approve it. So put it in for 240. The revenue's there to do it.
I'm going to try to get you the most as possible, and then we'll just talk about numbers, and we can work backwards from there.
I agree. Thank you, Sir Jeremiah.
Hey, Al, real quick, one question. Do you guys finance equipment?
No, we use institutions like Green Sky Banking. Mm-hmm. For finance, we sell our paper off.
Okay, got it. All right.
Well, about 90% of our business is retail credit. So we sell it off and we get funded within 2 days.
That's awesome.
So if you guys do residential finance, let me tell you something, you can pick up a lot of money.
Residential finance. Okay. Yeah, no, we only do business financing.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be in touch, Al. I'll send the email in about 5-10 minutes, and then I'll expect
I'll give you my cell number, Jeremy.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's 407-375-6380.
6380. All right, Al. Appreciate your time. Appreciate you calling in, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you, sir.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.